episode 1446, How to Make the Best of Christmas Leftovers.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. You made it. It's Wellness Wednesday, and guess what? The holiday is over. Christmas has come and gone. Santa Claus, well, if you didn't get it, you don't have it. But today, it's about the leftovers. How to make the best of Christmas leftovers. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, now that the holiday rush is over, the line begins for returns and lots and lots and lots of leftovers. I know for me, I packed in a 22-pound turkey, and no, we did not eat that entire bird, so yes, we do have leftovers. You can't forget how to make the best of Christmas leftovers. All that food, some you love and other stuff you just wish never entered that refrigerator. But now, what is one to do? What do you do? You feel guilty for throwing away the leftovers. Such a waste, right? You get talking yourself into circles. Oh, we have people who don't have food and I'm throwing this away. I feel guilty. You feel guilty for not eating the leftovers. Such yummy goodness, right? Oh, I can't throw that away. That's great Aunt Mammy's whoever's whatever's favorite recipe and I only get it once a year. We can't get rid of it. You even feel guilty for eating the leftovers. Too much for those hips. Bigger hair doesn't mean better hips. Oh no, it doesn't balance out, right? Where is the balance? How do you make the best of Christmas leftovers with no guilt and all glory? Well, no matter what you do, it seems like you're having and living in a pile of guilt. That is no way to live. It's not good for your health, and it's definitely not good for your heart. Guilt shortens your passion and lengthens your time of worry. Think about that. Guilt shortens your passion and lengthens your time of worry. That's the last thing you want. But a lot of us are what? Living on leftovers. Because that's all we know how to do. That's what how we were raised. Is that wrong? Maybe not, but is there a better way to do it? Maybe so. And that's the key. Stop living on leftovers and enjoy your candy. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Stop living on leftovers. And what? You said enjoy my candy? Yes, it's all about the candy. M&Ms with nuts. Sign me up. And these aren't just any candies. Oh, no, no, no. M&Ms are good, and I'm one. Oh, my dad, too. It was all about the peanut M&Ms. Yes, you got to have the M&Ms with the nuts, and we're going to talk about how to make that happen. Number one, movement. That's your first M&M. Oh, yes, you got to have movement, intentional movement. Get your body and mind moving. Stop waiting for something to happen. Go create it. The excuses are no more. Right? You went to Christmas Eve service. You went and celebrated with your family. You had some aha over the last couple of days. And now, just because you've turned off the lights, there is no more. No, that's not it. It's intentional movement. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You have to continue to take a step to get to where God wants you to go. Are you ready to go? Well, you better start eating that candy. It's all about the M&Ms with nuts. So you start with movement. Number two is motivation. How do I stay motivated? Well, to keep your heart and passion alive, you have to be alive. Motivation is found in prayer, devotionals, and meditation. Quiet the guilt, quiet the busyness, and quiet the excuses. Think about this. Your child said, I want this for Christmas. You would have moved heaven and earth to get that one thing that your child asked to have for Christmas. You would have done anything. Why do you think there's fights and craziness happening in the stores for that one toy? It's because you would do anything for your child. Just as God wants to do anything for his child, you. To keep your heart and passion alive, you must be alive. You have to motivate. You have to continue with motivation. And that's found in what dialogue with God. And it's not a monologue, it's a dialogue in prayer, devotions, and meditation. Motivation for the mind and the heart. Wow. I'm telling you, this candy sounded really good. M&Ms, we got it. But what about the nuts? What are those nuts? Well, that's number three. If all you feed your body is leftovers, how will it nourish itself? You gotta take care of it with what? Good food, good nutrition. Those are your nuts. It's nutrition. If you just expect things are going to come good your way when it comes to your body, your cells aren't going to get what it needs. You have to nourish it so it can flourish. So it starts with what? What you put in your mouth. So if you open up that fridge today, what do you think you'll find? Do you think you'll find good food? Do you think you'll find not so good food? You'll probably find both. Which are you going to choose to put in your mouth to nourish so you can flourish? It's all about the M&Ms with nuts. Now, the holiday isn't complete yet. Oh, no. There's still good news to be shared for all people. This is the end of one chapter, but it's the beginning of another chapter. Today, choose to make a choice and make a change. You matter. Now, you may be sitting here going, have you seen my refrigerator? Do you know my life? I don't know your specifics, but if you want to get into the details and the nitty-gritty and figure out what candy is best for you, click on the link Take Aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. Oh, yes, it's past the holidays, but gifts keep on giving. It's a coaching call with me. When you click on that link, it will begin our conversation. Let's set up a call for you, a strategic call, so you can figure out what's going to work best for what? The beginning of your next chapter. Click on that link. I cannot wait to hear from you. Today, you're going to choose to make a choice and make a change. You matter. Stop living on leftovers and enjoy your candy, M&Ms with nuts. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. I pray that you had a Merry Christmas. Guess what? The New Year's around the corner. Let's keep celebrating. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.